If Reality Check Radio enriches your day and life, support us to keep bringing you the content, voices, perspectives, and dose of reality you won't get anywhere else. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate.
Good morning, Marie here from Reality Check Radio. And joining me now is Philippa Landy. And if the name sounds familiar, it's because, of course, I've spoken to Philippa's younger sister, Di, several times here on the show. And it is a great opportunity now to talk to Philippa, because Philippa is the woman who was barred from Ōtaki New World in January. And Philippa, it is so good to welcome you along this morning. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. And it is really good to talk to you, because you've been very quiet on this. You've just, you know, I mean, I think how you've conducted yourself has been incredible. And you have just been just very stoic through all of this. So walk us through, in your own words, what happened, because I still cannot believe the lengths that Ōtaki New World have gone to in order to prevent you from stopping there. So talk us through what happened. You popped off to go and do your shopping on January, and then...
Actually, I made the decision before entering the supermarket that I wasn't going to do the shopping. I was only going to grab the lotto ticket. I'd just returned from Martinborough, in fact, and hadn't stopped. Usually when you're away, you get your lotto ticket away, but I'd forgotten. So I thought, oh, well, I'll stop in. So I entered the store and approached the lotto counter, and I asked the man, please, may I have the $16 lotto ticket for tonight's draw? That was all I said. He made the transaction and sort of tossed the ticket onto the counter. And it wasn't in an aggressive way, but it was definitely disrespectful to somebody who was a customer. So I was fossicking in my purse, getting the correct amount of money. So I just sort of tossed my money back onto the counter, and a dollar coin rolled onto the floor. So the man said to me, there's no need to throw money at me. And I said, well, there was no need to toss my ticket at me either. So he bent down to retrieve the $1 coin, looked up at me and said, it's because you're wearing an offensive T-shirt. And I was quite surprised. However, I just said, only if you're not based in reality.
So the T-shirt, of course, the T-shirt said,
men are not women, even if you squint. And it was a white T-shirt, freshly ironed that day, you know, it was a lovely T-shirt. It wasn't dirty or anything, but he took offence to that and saw fit to tell me. I answered with, only if you're not based in reality. So that was his cue. He became immediately agitated, and he started, like, he's probably got about, I don't know, maybe 6-8 feet square that he has to walk in behind the lotto counter, and he immediately began pacing agitatedly up and down, saying, don't say it, don't say it, I'll have you banned from the store, don't say it, I'll have you banned from the store. And I said, you're on a power trip, banning me for a T-shirt. And then he proceeded to yell across the store. Now, this was the 30th of December, a busy Saturday in Ōtaki New World. It was full. And he starts yelling out across the store, it's not the first time she's abused me, is it, Alison? Alison, Alison, and waving his arms. His arms were gesticulating wildly. He was a very upset individual at my T-shirt. So he took offence at the T-shirt and proceeded to lie that I had abused him. I didn't abuse him. I've never abused him.
Because he kept saying, don't say it, don't say it. What was he expecting you to say?
You're a man. You're not a woman. Oh. He is a transvestite. Right. I don't have a problem with that. You do you, buddy. But now he's told lies, which has resulted in me being trespassed from a store. They have no grounds to trespass me. The manager of the store, Matt Mullins, and another staff member, immediately the upset man started yelling about my previous abuse, which is bullshit. He the manager and another man, they're half my age, twice my size, propelled me to the door of the store. They wouldn't listen to my protest that I had not abused anybody. And then he goes, "You're banned from the store." And I said, "Look, he is lying. He's, you know, I have not." And he goes, she. So they're also trying to compel my speech, not only what I wear, but also what I say. What is with this? He's a man. Anybody can see he's a man, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I was very calm. And while I was being propelled to the end of the store, it wasn't until I actually hit the outside doorway when I turned around and yelled something like, "You'll never be a woman."
Mm.
And I also, as the manager was trying to tell me it was a she, when I was referring to he was He was really just like, oh, he was just a f-ing prick. There wasn't any listening. He was extremely hostile. Yeah, I wasn't afforded any courtesy of being taken to a private room and talking through the issue. Shoplifters don't get touched. Shoplifters get taken to another room and the police are called. I wasn't afforded any of that. I was just quickly removed from the store. And since then, they've made spurious claims that I've abused this person before, when I have, in fact, never abused anybody in that store. So I've had trial by social media. I've been doxxed by calling out Transphobia Aotearoa, that group. They've put everything of mine up online. They made a very, very good video of me, in fact. They saved us a lot of work of trying to piece all together all the stuff that we have done, the work I have done personally and individually, and I'm talking about the submissions I've made to Parliament on all of the things to do with trans ideology, to do with protecting and safeguarding children from the insidious cult. So there's a half-hour-long video out there on the web, interweb somewhere, that details all of these things that I have done trying to counter trans ideology. So it's a very informative video. I didn't realise I'd done so much good work.
Well, it's always nice when they do your job for you, really, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So in terms, there was trying to get hold of the CCTV when I spoke to Di about this. And so where are we at? Because I know that you were looking at consulting with a lawyer and getting CCTV. So tell us about the progress there.
So a lawyer was engaged and the letters were written. I wrote in the first instance to New World on my own behalf, stating facts, and they doubled down that, no, I wasn't, you know, they don't care. That, no, they won't. So I gave them the opportunity to rescind the trespass notice, and also I asked for a public apology, because in actual fact, they shamed and humiliated me in front of a store full of people for no reason. The trespass notice states that I was trespassed for my behaviour. The CCTV, they've refused to release it. My lawyer sent another letter demanding that it's my legal right. They sent through an edited version, which shows me the whole time I'm standing there doing absolutely nothing. I have not waved my arms. I have not yelled, which, of course, you can't hear on the CCTV. So they've edited out all of the wild gesticulating and the transvestite and his behaviour. That's been edited out. And
because without any audio, that would look like he was abusing you, not you abusing him.
Indeed. Their narrative does not match the audio, Marie. It just does not match. That if I was abusive, you know, I would have been seen to be at least moving or my shoulders going up to take a big breath for the abuse. I never abused anybody. There were more than two witnesses that actually wrote to New World after this incident stating that I was not abusive, that I had stood there and that I had actually been very calm in the circumstances with having a man yelling at me. And it's true, I was very calm, because it was just an incredulous situation to be in, banned for a T-shirt, because a man cried over the slogan.
So then the Human Rights Commission.
Oh, the Human Rights Commission is about as useless as tits on a bull.
Mm. In a way, you'd really want to call them up because this should be their stock and trade, you would have thought.
I wrote on my own behalf with a bit of help from the Free Speech Union to the Human Rights Commission. They've put me in a pile that I may be heard in 8 weeks' time. In my letter to the Human Rights Commission, I said I would be willing to, you know, do mediation to sort this out. New World has just flatly refused anything apart from they are right. We have all the money. We can pay our lawyers. So we will just keep playing this stupid game. So consequently, they have refused to release any unedited CCTV, which will clearly show the transvestite saying, because you are wearing an offensive T-shirt, because his face was to the cameras. They've edited out all of his gesticulating and his agitated behaviour, because there's no other word for it. He elevated and agitated other words. I work in mental health, Murray, and these are definitely words that we use, and that was his, he was showing me that he's definitely in mental health. They've refused to release any correspondence between the manager and the transvestite because he's a protected species, you know. He's protected by Foodstuff's unlimited purse and other staff members lying alongside him. So they made claims I had previously abused him, when in actual fact I've had two interactions with the transvestite in store. The first one was when I was waiting again at the lotto counter. He was talking to somebody else. As we do, we wait, and I waited, and I waited, and I waited, and then he walked off. And I said, am I bloody invisible or something? And to give him credit, he goes, oh, I'm sorry. And before anything else could happen, another lady stepped in and served me.
Mm.
But it was not because he was a transvestite. It was because he was a useless customer service person.
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't, you know, anybody who was in that position talking then would have got exactly that same, am I bloody invisible, when they walk away when you're in front of them. And the second incident was, I do have a heart condition. I've had a STEMI 1 heart attack. And so I'm taking good care of myself. And I also have a piece of titanium in my back, which makes it very difficult after a long day, or I, you know, don't walk straight and, you know, favour my back or whatever. So my car was parked in a cripple car park. I have a cripple sticker. So two burly men have done this, escorted, propelled me towards the door, and there's been no going back from Foodstuffs. I am an activist. However, I do things in the background.
Mm.
I go to protest, but I don't say a word. My sisters are there out there. They're saying things. They're doing what they do. I don't do that. I walk around with my sign and it's silent. I'm silent. I don't engage. You know, most of New Zealand didn't even know there were three sisters. And now I've been doxxed. You know, I'm all over the internet. I used to Google my name and it used to come up about my sporting achievements and my team had won this, or, you know, I've represented Wellington in sports and things. And that's what you used to get when you Google my name. Now you Google my name and you get a lot of hate.
Yeah. Your reputation has been trashed.
Absolutely and utterly, because I've never been in the public domain. You know, not me. I do things in the background. I write letters, and they're not nice letters, I might say, but I write letters to MPs. I've been doing submissions to Parliament, but I don't put a face to me.
Mm. So now that the WPATH files have come out in recent weeks, and there is certainly a spotlight on the lies that have been told, particularly in the space of treating children, which I know that you have... You're all over. Do you think that there could be potentially a backing down from them on this, or do you think that they will see this as a threat to their ideological totem and they'll just double down and continue to really try and stonewall you out?
I believe that they are going to double down, and I believe that they are going to, I believe that they are going to throw as much money as it takes to actually get me to shut up, which is not going to happen. I'm organising a protest for the 30th of March outside Ōtaki New World. It's an Easter weekend Saturday. The shop isn't open the following day. So it will be busy. I'm organising a protest. I've got a couple of mates coming. My sisters have got a couple of mates coming. So there could be 30 people there protesting. There could be 10 of us. It doesn't matter. I believe I have to protest. My sign, people are free to have whatever sign they like, because this is about free speech, Murray. This isn't about hurting somebody's feelings. This is about democracy and free speech. What next? Are they going to police somebody in there that comes in wearing a cross that they don't like? Oh, no, you're a Christian, you can get out. You know, what else are they going to say?
It's where you draw that line. I think Di was questioned around that, saying, well, why don't you just pick the battles? You know, why are you fighting this battle? There are other bigger things to fight. Well, in a way, that this is the battleground, as you said. There's where do you draw the line? It's like the whole gang patch thing. You know, I'm on, I know a lot of people don't agree with me, but I find that that law in terms of banning those gang patches, who is then not to say that wearing a turfy tee is representing your gang? Yeah.
I totally agree with you. The issue isn't banning the gang patches at all. That's just, you know, that's puff piece as far as I'm concerned. We all do this and it's going to fix anything. It's going to fix nothing, banning gang patches. And, you know, if they haven't got their patch on, how do you know who they are? Mm. The other thing with New World is they're not going to stop, and neither am I. I've never been in trouble with the law. I've never been to, you know, I went to court once and that was for a traffic offence. I'm not out there in the public domain. I've got no charges. You know, I've got to travel 50 Ks on a round trip if I want to go to a bigger supermarket, because the other supermarket in Ōtaki is only a mini store and they don't stock everything because it's only a mini store. I could get most things I needed from the New World when I had access to it here. But now, you know, to get the groceries, it's 50 Ks for me to go and get a proper, you know, if I need something that isn't stocked in the other store. Now, talking about hearsay, I've got a bit of hearsay too. That female staff members left New World Ōtaki because the transvestite is allowed to use the women's toilets. So staff members actually physically resigned and left their jobs because they would not share a toilet with a transvestite. Total hearsay, but that's all right. They can spread hearsay, so can I.
Well, if anybody is one of those former employees of Ōtaki New World, inbox at realitycheck.radio, 2057 is the text. Drop us a line and, you know, we can hook you up with Philippa and maybe you can make it less than hearsay, put it down as fact. We'd certainly love that. Hey, Philippa, if anyone wants to help support you, whether it be, as you said, the protest on the 30th, or they want to help contribute in terms of the cause, and whether it be writing letters or they've got information, how do they get hold of you or do that?
Through Manawahine Kōrero. Manawahine Kōrero has picked up my case. They have funded the first round of lawyers. I am a member of the group. We're starting the second round of funding. You know, I go to work, I work in mental health, and, you know, I just get an ordinary wage and I'm not by any means, you know, loaded. So I need to ask for help with this, to take this corporation to task for, you know, it's not just my rights. This is the whole of New Zealand's rights in being able to wear what we want to wear. And I don't wake up in the morning and think, oh, gosh, I can't wear that because I might offend somebody. Mm. You know, yeah, that's my sister's role.
So in terms of Manawahine Kōrero, is it through the Facebook?
It is. It's through Twitter.
Twitter.
And there could be something on Facebook later. It's just actually getting it there. Manawahine Kōrero, we're possibly 5 days away from launching our website. And, you know, like there's a lot of stuff that will be encapsulated in that one website. So there's a lot of stuff. Manawahine Korero's out there. They do a lot of work in the community. They do a lot of information trading and gathering and sharing. It's called a Buy Me a Coffee. I'm not sure how these things...
No, look, don't you worry. I don't want you to worry about that, Philippa. We'll track that down, and our team at Inbox at Reality Check will have that information. So then if anybody wants to get hold of you, support you, buy you a coffee, or has potentially even some bulk funding that they're able to offer, we will make sure that they can get hold of you if they aren't able to do that. Yeah, because it's important that you're right. I mean, this is the thing. It just makes me laugh, these journalists, you know, that have just been wah, 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 wah for the last week about losing their jobs and how important it is in democracy. And I don't know whether you saw Etu, the union, had a video that they put out, and Mariama Kamo standing there going, if we were gone, we can't tell your stories. Has Mariama given you a call, Korero, Philippa? Hey, Philippa, I'd love to tell your story. Yes?
No, well, one reporter did reach out to me, and it was the reporter that had already reported that I'd been previously abusive. This is published in Stuff, I think it was. Yeah. And then she wanted me to speak with her, and I said, well, no, I'm not interested, because anything to do with the trans ideology cult, you won't listen to anyway, so I'm not interested. So then the very next day, there was more smear campaign happening about me. Why talk to somebody who purports to be a journalist when they're only going to shoot you down? MSM is an absolutely failed case of, it's shocking. So no, I wasn't going to talk to them. I did consider speaking with Sean Plunkett. However, the way he spoke and disrespected my sisters is, you know, he's just such an uncooker. No, you can't disrespect. He made up these things like, you know, we're all unmarriageable and this. Who are you, mate? You don't know us. I've been married. Not that it's your business, Sean, but I've been married. I've got 4 children. You know, we're not unmarriageable. We choose not to bloody hook up.
Oh, crazy. I know.
And I've heard, obviously, I've heard Di's interviews with you, and I thought, well, I do need to go public with this. And because I have kept myself in check, I haven't put anything on social media. I've read some of the disgusting stuff that they've written about me, but I haven't made any replies. I haven't done anything, you know, because, like, that's beneath me, in fact. Mm. You can say it, it's out there in the public domain, but you don't know me. You don't know anything about me. So the people that do know and love me, they've got my back.
Yeah. And that's, and to be brutally honest with you, that's all that matters at the end of the day, you know?
Indeed. Indeed. Yeah. You're exactly right. You know, the people that do know me and love me, and or even, you know, just know me and don't love me, they know that this is bigger than me. One of my friend's partners, him and I don't get on. However, we're not, you know, there's no animosity as such, but we know that we're not good mates. He actually leapt to my defence because he knows that this isn't about me. This is about free speech.
Yeah.
And I so wish this had happened to either of my sisters. I really do, because they would have earned that trespass.
Did I tell you when this broke down? Because I was overseas when this happened, the story broke. And I didn't, I had a bit of a digital holiday, but I did dive in and I saw this breaking and I didn't even see a name. And I text Di and I said, I smell a Landy sister. And she said, text straight back, but not the one that you think it is.
Well,
so
that's the thing. You know, Rex is out there. Di is out there. They are in that. So many people didn't know there were 3 of us because I've never been out there. You know, I do things in the background. I support them in their endeavours and I will be vociferous as and when required. But I don't do it their way.
Yeah.
I've always been in my own little safe little world where I just do what I do and not in the public spotlight. So this is not right. I don't want to be in the public spotlight. This is not me. But I have to go public. I have to actually let people know that a big corporation is picking on somebody to protect a liar.
And on that, Philippa, I do appreciate you talking to us this morning. This has been Philippa Landy here on Reality Check Radio. And as we said before, anybody that actually witnessed the event at Otaki New World or one of those former staff members, if you want to reach out, we can hook you up either Manawahini Kōrero, reach out to Philippa directly, or give us a yell. 2057 is the text number. Inbox at realitycheck.radio is the email. And Philippa, good luck. And hopefully, if anyone wants to join that protest Saturday, the 30th of March this month, yes. Easter Saturday, Otaki New World. Yeah, you know.
High noon.
Oh, it'll be placards at noon. I love it.
The other thing too, Mari, is that the 30th of March is the day before AGP Awareness Day. So the 31st, Easter Sunday, is AGP Awareness Night. Awareness Day, and we will be having some of these lovely things available to hand out on the day at Otaki.
Now, for those that don't understand AGP, just explain.
Autogynephilia, and it's a fetishistic event that men and women do, that they get off on themselves in the opposite sex clothing. So they walk around semi-aroused all day because they're dressed as somebody else.
Well, I guess it's cheaper than Viagra, isn't it? But there you go.
Well, they get validated as well, you know, but it is. AGP Awareness Day is the 31st of March.
Oh, there you go. Hey, look, Philippa, it's been a joy as always. This is Philippa Landy here on Reality Check Radio. And you go well and good luck for the end of the month.
Thank you.
If Reality Check Radio enriches your day and life, support us to keep bringing you the content, voices, perspectives, and the dose of reality you won't get anywhere else. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate.